Now, you were intimately involved when Dr. Wallach started American Longevity. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, actually, I was involved with Doc with a previous company that he was involved with, and then he had a falling out with that company. And he came to Steve and I basically saying, we can't let the message die. We can't not take care of all our friends that we've gotten involved with nutritional products and helping and changing their lives. How fast can we get our company up and running so that the people that have believed in the message and have seen the changes in their life, we didn't all of a sudden not have products for them. And so we worked 24 hours a day for 2 or 3 months and we got started. So originally I helped formulate the original capsules and pills as well as the majority of the liquids. So the scientific board literally back then was Dr. Wallach, Steve Wallach, and myself, and we put together the initial 15 to 20 items that started it off.
Now, I know one of the things that Dr. Wallach's always been a real stickler on is the quality of the products. In fact, that was one of the reasons that he and this other company had a falling out, is they kept dropping the quality of the products.
Absolutely. You know, Doc's passion, his life, is changing people's lives and improving the quality of themselves and their loved ones. And when things are more important about the bottom line versus the quality of the product, he has a big problem with that. And he realized the only way that he could prevent that from happening and sowing his good name is if he started his own company. Because if he owns it lock, stock, and barrel, then he controls the quality issues day in, day out, every day, for as long as he owns that company. And that's why Doc will always own, because he will never relinquish someone else being able to put in an inferior product but still have his picture on the label. And so that's been one of his key points from day one, is that we had to have quality beyond industry standards. In other words, the FDA really doesn't come out to nutritional companies and say, you need to clean this up a little bit better, or you need to use these particular products. It's pretty much nutritional companies can do whatever they want. If there's a problem with the product, then the FDA gets involved, like with Sea Silver or some other products recently. But Dr. Wallach had this standard that, because he was a veterinarian and had been working with various drug companies and whatnot, he wanted a standard of quality that was equal or higher as theirs, which is typically much higher than most nutritional companies.
What are some of the things that you do? You obviously run quality control.
Well, I work with the quality control of all the capsules and pills, as well as the manufacturing of almost all the capsules and pills. And we do that up in the Portland, Oregon area. I still live up there, even though Doc's down in San Diego. But we have a lab that we work with that has licenses actually to make drugs, but they just choose to make nutritional products. But they have all those standard operational procedures and GMPs to manufacture drugs, but they just choose not to. And it's just the relationships that we develop. I work on formulating new products that I present to the scientific board. Once the scientific board reviews the products and we figure that we have a product that's going to be beneficial to people, then I take it back and we start formulating it to make sure that it will fit in the capsules, the tablets, or the liquid that we want to do. And then from there, we go into the manufacturing and testing modes. And as far as the capsules and pills, tablets, I'm in charge of that.